It's time to take a stand. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at Infowars.com/show.
So years ago, Infowars.com and Alex Jones was telling you that the televisions can watch you, spy on you, record you, track you, film you, whatever. And it was already being built into the technology and you could see blueprints and schematics and the plans that they had. In fact, they even gave you warnings, you know, be careful what you say and do in front of your TV. It could be watching you. But now they have unveiled it. And they're trying to give it a silver lining, like it's cool, it's trendy, it's hip. You can watch the ball game and it'll be watching you back. And who knows, maybe you'll make it on the big screen because you're watching the ball game. So here's a video that we have found and published at Infowars.com of a college basketball game and them revealing the fact that the television can watch you in your home.
Shows it to him, comes right back, go one way and come back in the other and get in the air. This guy is a perfect example of the Conference of Champions. His hometown, northwest of Belgrade, the capital. 350,000 people right there on the Danube River. And tonight, their family, his family, is watching in the living room at home. And one of the great new technologies that we have here at ESPN is that we can look at you in your house through your TV. So, hi, everybody.
It's 6 in the morning there. They're watching right now, 6 a.m.
Wow. Why? Well, first of all, why does ESPN have access to that technology? We at ESPN now have access to this cool new technology. We can watch you in your home. What? You know what's amazing about this? That was between Arizona and USC, I think the two teams were playing there. Pretty big game for a late season conference matchup there. And so I would imagine, I mean, you probably had at least a million people watching this game, I would assume. Who knows how many people actually saw Bill Walton there talking about ESPN having access to your living room. They have the camera on the television, so they just go right into your living room. They snap a picture, maybe they're recording video. And it's just cool. It's trendy. It's hip. Yeah, man. Check out this new technology. You're watching the game, and the game's watching you back. And so here's how this went down. Somebody tipped Rob Dew off that they were watching the game and only one person, I can't believe only one person tipped us off about this or even noticed this. I mean, I have not heard anything about this. This happened on the 10th. And so they send Rob Dew an email. They're like, hey, I was watching the Arizona Wildcats basketball game and Bill Walton flashed to a picture of one of the players' families in their living room and bragged about how ESPN has access to this technology and they can watch you in your living room. And so Rob Dew comes to me and he's like, hey, he's like, where can I find this? Someone's telling me that there was a sports video. And I was like, what? And I was like, what? And so I went and I found the game and I sent it over to Rob. And sure enough, he scrubbed through it and he found that clip. Let's go to it one more time. Listen to what they're saying here. ESPN, and this is a family overseas. This is a family in Hungary. So not even in America. So this is anywhere worldwide. ESPN is claiming they have the capability to watch you in your living room.
Shows it to him, comes right back, go one way and come back in the other and get in the air. This guy is a perfect example of the Conference of Champions. His hometown, northwest of Belgrade, the capital. 350,000 people right there on the Danube River. And tonight, their family, his family, is watching in the living room at home. And one of the great new technologies that we have here at ESPN is that we can look at you in your house through your TV.
So, whoa. Hey, everybody. It's one of the great new technologies. And here's what they're going to say. InfoWars are conspiracy theorists. They say the television can watch you. Well, the story is at Infowars.com, and it tells you how it watches you. And you just heard the clip. It's a cool new technology. The game watches you back.
so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Today is certainly something. I thought I knew how I was going to open the show, and then something else happened. I thought I knew what I would talk about, then something else happened. Then we had other breaking news at InfoWars.com. The televisions are watching you. And then there's an active shooter at a high school in Florida. Right now, it's being reported many deaths, up to as many as 50 victims. And the situation is very shady right now, as it's still considered an active shooter, with perhaps a suspect being detained. So we're going to provide updates on this ongoing situation as the broadcast rolls out live. But right now we're really just looking for details and answers that may not be available for some time. So the situation again, active shooter either in or around a Florida high school, could be victims that are dead. Looks like there's going to be multiple dead victims, as well as many people that are also wounded. So that's an ongoing situation, as they're reporting a suspect may be under arrest, but there also might be other people of interest still at large. So we'll continue to monitor that. My goodness, do we have, I haven't even looked at my show schedule yet today, because I already know how crowded we are. So we're going to be joined by Rob Dew here in just a little bit to discuss what I talked about in the opening segment, which is the televisions watching you. And it's funny, because I worked with Rob Dew last night to get this clip, and then he edited it down and got the report for Kit Daniels to write up. And I remember thinking last night, Alex Jones reported on this. I mean, honestly, how long was it? We should find out how long it was ago when we first started publishing the articles at InfoWars.com. Talking about the television spying on you. My guess is it was over a year ago. It was definitely over a year ago when Samsung actually put it. It was either in the manual or some warning like, be careful what you say and do in front of your TV. You know, it could be watching you. You know, this is the new smart TV. This is the new Internet of Things. And so now though that they're just, this is 2014 at InfoWars.com. We were reporting on this. So 4 years ago. Yeah. Next year's news today at InfoWars.com, because we have the guts. You ever heard of no guts, no glory? Well, we're all guts, no glory. That's what we do here. Who's going to give InfoWars credit for reporting on the fact your TV can spy on you inside your home 4 years ago? No, we get called conspiracy theorists. Oh, how do you like that? Here's one from 2013. Oh, mainstream media finally admits televisions can spy on you. That's from InfoWars.com, August 2nd, 2013. Mm-hmm. 5 years ago. So 5 years from today's news today at InfoWars.com. And so sure enough, Rob's like, hey, I got this tip that on ESPN on a broadcast this weekend, an Arizona Wildcats broadcast, they were bragging about how they can watch you from inside your home, how the television has the camera inside it. And then I guess somehow ESPN has access to it. I mean, if you listen to what, let's roll it right now. Listen to what Bill Walton says. He says, ESPN has this technology. What did he misspeak there, or does ESPN literally have the ability to spy on you at home? Let's listen again.
Shows it to him, comes right back, go one way and come back in the other and get it.
So there's the big man.
This guy is a perfect example.
From Serbia.
His hometown, northwest of Belgrade, the capital. 350,000 people right there on the Danube River. And tonight, their family, his family, is watching in the living room at home. And one of the great new technologies that we have here at ESPN is that we can look
at you in your... Pause it right there. I just want this screenshot. So just leave this screenshot up. So listen, Bill Walton goes, part of this great new technology we have at ESPN. Well, since when does ESPN sell televisions? Never. So how does ESPN have access to this technology? Or did Bill Walton just misspeak? Or is this some sort of deal? I mean, what is the deal here? We're going to get into more of this with Rob Dew. But I think we have the answer here. Anyway, I need to do my due diligence here in the opening segment. So Rob Dew is going to be joining us in the first hour to discuss that video and what is behind the televisions spying on us in your homes. Then in the second hour, Gerald Celente and Steve Pachenik will be joining me, and we're going to be discussing everything that is the economy, the stock market, interest rates, etc. At the beginning of the day, the headline on Drudge was inflation. Now it's Florida high school shooting, many deaths. And of course, it could very well be ESPN admits the television spying on you. I mean, the amount of news today is honestly crazy. There was a shooting at the NSA office at Fort Meade earlier today as well. I mean, it's just wacky. And there's so much I want to cover here. I don't even know how we're going to get to it all. Today would be a miracle if we got to all of this information. Because now this NSA deal where this black SUV rams into the NSA campus at Fort Meade, and then there's police officers firing on that individual. Boy, that story just kind of goes right to the back, didn't it? Boy, that happened quick. Boy, that didn't last long. I thought maybe there was something to that. Well, that just goes right to the back of the stack now. Yeah, black SUV rams into the NSA offices at Fort Meade, shot by police. Put that to the back burners. The crew is going to let me know if we get any more details on the shooting at the Florida high school. They're reporting now that there's at least multiple deaths going on here. Oh, man. Here's some people that are still locked in the school. We heard accounts of people being locked in the closets, hiding away. I don't know. I feel like, unfortunately, there's not much you can probably do about this. Now, we don't know what actually happened as far as the shooter is concerned, but laws and regulations are not going to stop this type of stuff from happening. And to me, when I hear about a story like this, my first instinctual reaction is, man, I wish the teachers had a gun. I wish the teachers had and knew how to use a firearm, because in that moment, that's when that training kicks in. That is when it all makes sense. But that's not the case. In fact, what they want to do is actually take guns away from people. Okay, so this is a new video. This is an individual being handcuffed and arrested. Hey guys, pull this down. Yeah, this is from CBS News. Male in red shirt appears to be handcuffed and apprehended by police officers in Parkland, Florida, following shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Now, this is just nuts, because this individual does not look like a high school student. I don't know. I'm not going to try to guess what's going on here. We're just going to wait and see what happens as the gruesome details come in. Oh man. So that's what's going on. All kinds of news. And you know, here's the thing that just kind of lingers in the background for me. Don't forget right now that the Democrats and the globalists and the deep state are in a serious panic mode, folks. Did you see the email that Susan Rice sent to herself? Folks, these people are in desperation. They know they're against the ropes. They know that they are on their last legs. They are on their last breath. And they are flailing around doing anything they can right now to try to save themselves while Trump and the American people are burying them. So this is all going on. Adam Schiff continues to bring up bullshit. We're going to have all of it. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible, and folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWarsLife.com/show.
Had a different energy at about 2 o'clock today preparing for the show than I do now. Florida high school shooting, they're now confirming multiple deaths. They believe they have the lone shooter in custody. They believe he was a former student, and all of those situations and details are currently developing. But multiple fatalities at a Florida high school today. Brutal stuff. Well, we have answers or solutions to problems like this at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it be the fluoride in the water, we give you the Survival Shield X2. Whether it be all the toxins that are in the air, we give you the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter. Well, we've also got body armor, folks, for this exact thing, including the backpack body armor for this exact situation. So at InfoWarsStore.com, check out all of the Citizens Armor that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Citizens Armor, Gray Man Stealth Tactical Backpack. There's different levels of that as far as the different types of backpacks that we have available there. Don't forget about the Defender Level 4 Rifle Plate Body Armor. Multi-Curve Ceramic Strike Force. So, you know, I mean, it's horrible that you would have to think about, you know, using this for your children before you send them to school. But when you see the stuff that happens today, that's what you think about. That's what has to go through your mind. And all those parents today that were rushing to the school right after they heard about this were definitely thinking about their children's lives and what they maybe thought they could have done differently if this was a situation that they felt could have been avoided, or they could have been proactive. There's the Citizens Armor Gray Man 2-person advanced 72-hour bug out bag. Obviously that's for a different scenario, but still, I mean, given the times right now and the desperation of the deep state right now, probably something you want to look into. So you've heard about the Florida shooting. And it's going to be a while before, again, people can probably send their children to school without being worried, without thinking about this. So if you want to ease your mind, again, InfoWarsStore.com. We've got backpack body armor. We've got plate body armor. And if it can ease your mind as a parent, we have it available for you there. But I'm not sure if anything can ease your mind after seeing this. Again, the details are still developing. It's being reported multiple fatalities. They do believe they have the lone shooter in custody now, and they believe it's a former student. So we'll have to see what happens. There's been a lot of details that have emerged from this. I'm not going to report all of them because some of them don't jive with others, but that's what we know right now. I'm not sure where you go from here. I'm really not sure where you go from here. You know, I've got this clip. Maybe this is the perfect clip to go to. Clip number 2. We need strong men as well as strong women. That's really what it's all about. And that's the entire point of the clash of civilizations, the racial warfare, the class warfare, the identity warfare. It's all about dividing you. The gender warfare. It's all about dividing humans, putting all humans into subgroups, and not thinking about or remembering what we have in common and how we got to this point of humanity. So let's just roll clip 2 right now. This is Ali Stuckey on The Blaze talking about how we need men as well as women.
To say something that's considered really scandalous in this day and age, and that's
and why is that
we need strong men.
The propaganda media is anti-man.
Men, not men who are ashamed of being men or men who are afraid of their strength. We need men who are proud of being men and everything that means. Strong men make for a strong society and nation. Weak men make for a weak society and nation. We need masculine men to thrive as a culture. Now, before I go further, let me say that women have an irreplaceable, vital role in the world. But just as irreplaceable...
And you know what this reminds me of? Guys, you can bring this down. You know what this makes me think of now? There's a viral video of a high school bully in Arkansas just senselessly beating this other individual who has been, it's been said that he has developmental problems or mentally challenged or whatever you want to say. And I mean, he's just brutally beating him. Guys, you can probably find this video. I tweeted it out from the War Room last night, and I even did a report for the Alex Jones channel. And there's at least four guys standing around filming this, laughing. See, this is the weak man that society has created. This is the weak man that thinks that this is a powerful man to go pick up someone who's half the size of you, clearly is not ready to fight, doesn't want to fight, and you say, oh, you better fight me. And they play some sort of mind games. See, this is the weak man culture. This is what she's talking about. This is the culture of weak men where you just pick on and bully the smaller man. And then all the other smaller men feel empowered because they laugh and have fun that the older man or the bigger guy is just here pummeling this younger, smaller guy. I have to warn you folks, what you're about to see here is very unpleasant and it's going to hurt your heart. That's what you get in a society of weak men right there. That's what you get when you're not raising real men, is that right there. Even at a young age, let's say those kids are 14 years old. I think they're older than that. Let's say 14. Even at 14, you should have enough gumption in you as anyone, but let's just say men at this point, to stand in and say enough is enough. Even if you were in on it at first and you thought it was going to be something innocent, as soon as you saw this happening, how do you not step in? Because in this culture, this is the wussification of America, folks, where you stand over a bully beating the crap out of someone and that makes you feel empowered. You don't have the gumption, you don't have the manlyhood anymore to step in and to do something about it. And that's what it's all about. That's what happens in a culture of weak men right there. Bullies and authoritarians and dictatorships rule. That's what happens. And of course they want weak men here. Of course they want to put fluoride in the water. Of course they want to put all the chemicals in the water. Here's another study today. Chemicals in packaging, carpets, and nonstick pans may contribute to obesity. So, you know, the chemicals are making you fat, they're making you stupid, they're making you dumb, they're making you sterile, they're making you, gender neutral, whatever it is. And then what do you get? You get a culture of weak men that can't stand up. And then what happens? Bullies take over. Well, we're fighting back against bullies, and the weak people in our culture aren't running it anymore. We got to do something about it.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Canton, Ohio. You're on the air. Another Matt. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value, and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Have you ever noticed, anytime you're at the airport, CNN is always playing? You want to switch it? Well, of course you do. Nobody wants to watch that. But it's always on. Multiple TVs. All the airports. Well, there's actually something to that. And Tucker Carlson decided to investigate. Guys, let's roll clip 10. This is Tucker Carlson revealing why CNN is played across the nation at airports.
Well, if you've ever been to an American airport, you may have noticed something. Everyone's watching CNN. They don't have a choice. Well, that may have made sense 20 years ago when CNN had a centrist reputation, but these days the channel has strayed so far to the left and is constantly promoting wacky Russia-related conspiracy theories, along with strange spiritual advice from resident philosopher poet Chris Cuomo. You gotta wonder what's going on. Airports feel like a lesser version of hell with dirty seats, overpriced food, and propaganda posing as news on CNN. So why is this network, this channel, in every airport in America? We decided to find out And in a surprisingly large number of cases, the reason is that CNN is literally paying to have you watch them. CNN has a special package called CNN Airport. It combines news, sports, and travel. In at least 60 airports, CNN has signed agreements to show the channel. At Miami, for example, CNN Airport pays the airport authority
the
a minimum of $150,000 a year. In Minneapolis, the airport authorities there told us, quote, CNN covers the costs related to the TVs and infrastructure and pays us for the opportunity to be in our facility, which raises the question, how much would you have to be paid to watch CNN? If the answer is no amount would be
about $150,000 a day, I think would cut it for me. Wow. So CNN, did they ever actually get to a bottom line? I mean, CNN has to be paying upwards of $1 million a year just to be broadcast at airports. And you realize something. You see the CNN ratings and you see how pathetic their ratings are. Their ratings continue to tank. And then you have to realize how many of those ratings for CNN are actually just airport ratings or ratings at the gym where CNN is just on the television because they have the wall of TVs and CNN is just one of the networks that happens to be on all the time. Could be up to half. When is this story here from? It looks like it's actually a newer story there on Breitbart. Ratings crash, revenue route set CNN on path to lay off up to 50 employees. Yeah, that's from 3 days ago. So CNN is tanking. They literally pay for ratings. That's basically paying for traffic. You know who else just got caught paying for traffic? Fake Newsweek. Pull that one up, guys. So now, in the same, essentially the same month, Newsweek and CNN both get exposed for basically paying for traffic, paying for viewership. I'm pretty sure it was Newsweek, but it was someone. We covered it multiple times. Where they pay to inflate their traffic. So what is CNN doing? They're paying for people to watch them. How does CNN make money on that deal? They've got their little stores in the airport, but does anyone buy that stuff? I never see a CNN hat, a CNN t-shirt. I mean, how are they making money on that? There it is. Newsweek owners, top execs resign. Company inflated users for CFPB ad campaign. So maybe that's what CNN does. You know, they pay 60 airports a year. What is that? Maybe 10 to 100 televisions at each airport. I mean, crunch the numbers. I mean, that's got to be, what, 10% of their viewership? Just paid for? And that's what I've always said. If you go onto the YouTube channel of CNN or MSNBC, they don't hold a candle to InfoWars because nobody wants to seek them out. Nobody actively efforts a CNN broadcast or MSNBC broadcast. Sure, it's on at the airport. No effort. No consciousness. You're not even paying attention. Your television, you just flip it on and you just turn the news on. You just turn it on. No consciousness. You're not paying attention. It's just there and it's convenient. Our audience seeks us out. They go to our YouTube channels. They have to type it in. They have to click on the video. They actively want to find what we're doing. They're reading the headlines. That's not what happens at CNN. So, what is this? I've got a CNN quote. Is this a joke? Guys, what is this, clip 8? All right, I've got time enough to just, I guess this is like a joke? Groundbreaking CNN report exposes how Donald Trump uses the word stupid. Is this real? Let's roll this CNN clip.
President Trump doesn't need a teleprompter to prompt him to use this word.
We're like the stupid people.
And when he used it at a meeting on trade Tuesday, we started having stupid thoughts.
How stupid are they? How stupid is this?
About how the president employs the word with which Forrest Gump took issue.
Are you crazy? Or just plain stupid?
Stupid is stupid does, Mrs. Blue.
What the president does is use stupid to refer to leaders.
This is a real CNN report.
We are led by very, very stupid people.
How stupid are our leaders?
People love to cheer.
They've been pretty stupid. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Their leaders are too smart for our leaders because we have stupid leaders, okay?
Yeah, he's right.
Sometimes President Trump targets an individual.
Just look at Obama.
Former President Obama.
Look at him. You want to talk about stupid?
Stupid person.
He once questioned whether people were stupid enough to vote for a rival he later picked to be his Secretary of Housing.
How stupid are the people of Iowa? How stupid are the people of the country to believe this crap?
Occasionally, someone calls him.
They just take that out of context.
It's either he is so stupid that he doesn't understand. No, it's possible.
Stephen Colbert compared President Trump to the world's greatest sprinter.
He's the Usain Bolt of stupid.
So wait a second. All right. That's good. So how does CNN, these people, I'm going to try not to get upset today, but did you just see that? They just did a special making Trump out to be a bad guy for using the word stupid. And then they played Colbert and Biden and others saying stupid and hailing them as heroes for saying stupid. I just got dumber. My IQ just went down a couple points from seeing that broadcast. I'm going to need to recover from that. I think that people that fly at airports that have to watch CNN, can we maybe open up some sort of class action lawsuit here for dumbing people down with your broadcast at the airport? If I had to be subjected to that, oh my gosh. Oh, this is just, it's too much. This has been a weird day, folks. I'm not going to lie. Everything that's been breaking in the last 2 hours has just got me spinning. So in the next segment, in case you actually want to know about how Trump uses the word stupid or other words that he uses, we've got the documentary, The Art of the Insult, at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't hurt your brain and make yourself more stupid by watching a CNN broadcast. Go ahead to InfoWarsStore.com and get Trump, The Art of the Insult, which will not make you more stupid, like watching a CNN broadcast will do. So when I come back, I'm going to be joined by Rob Dew. But here's the deal. You've seen the clip where they brag about ESPN having the technology to watch you in your home through the television. But we've got more than just the clip. We've got them saying it in the manuals and talking about how they have this potential ability and this technology built into the cameras. InfoWars first reported this in 2013. InfoWars is next year's news today. We'll be right back with the War Room.
Michael ZX is back. And just like we're game-changing when it comes to politics, when it comes to the economy, we're game-changing on supplements. I want to bring you products from the best research out there, from the best labs, the best laboratories, the best scientists that really change lives. Because I want you to get a great effect. I want you to have a great life, be healthy. I want you to see the results. So you reorder it and tell your friends and family about it. Let me tell you, fungus is a scourge. Mold's a scourge. And you can't battle it with this in your sinus or other areas, but in your gut, the main area you can. MycoZX, available exclusively. Been out for over 6 months at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, I only bring you products I use myself. I only bring you products that have been proven to have dynamite effects. MycoZX is back in stock right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours today. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I just realized something during the break while we were reporting on the fact that CNN pays to get views, just like Newsweek pays to get views. We actually get hit by YouTube and Twitter. They try to censor us and stop us from getting views. So it's just incredible because we're still beating them. Anyway, I have Rob Dew in studio now to break down this story that we have the exclusive on at InfoWars.com. And it's amazing, Rob, that
nobody saw this.
Right. That was what it was amazing to me.
One person watching that game reached out to me. I replied back, hey, we're looking for that game. I tell you about it. We're looking for it. You find the game. Last night about 3 a.m., I'm like, I got to watch this damn game. I started about 40 minutes in, and about an hour and like 1 or 2 minutes in, it finally happens. And I'm like, this is the first time I think I've ever had somebody write an email and what they wrote is almost exactly what the guy said. In this case, it's
just
Bill
like
Walton.
Just like cold.
Yeah.
Done.
We're
open and
we're
shut.
Watching you through your TV.
Yeah.
In fact, let's go to this, because I don't want to go through the how we got to this point, because it takes a while for this technology to reveal itself, you know, like a vampire.
Well, so and now, that was the crazy thing to me, because when you first told me, I was like, oh, dude, I can't find it anywhere. Yeah. Because I assumed
somebody would clip it.
That's what I was like, oh, I assumed I'll be able to find this. And you were like, no. It just happened over the weekend. Here was the game. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to go and find the entire footage from the game. And then you ended up finding it. So here is the clip from the Arizona basketball game on ESPN where Bill Walton brags about ESPN having the technology to watch you in your home.
Shows it to him, comes right back, go one way and come back.
There's the big man with the right hand off the glass.
This guy is a perfect example of the Conference of Champions. His hometown, northwest of Belgrade, the capital. 350,000 people right there on the
dirt. I really want to go to Eastern Europe.
Their family, his family is watching in the living room at home. And one of the great new technologies that we have here at ESPN is that we can look at you in your house through your TV. So hi. Hi,
we can look at you.
It's one of the great new technologies here at ESPN.
Through your TV. So I mean, that really does lay open a can of worms. And what I see happening, in fact, let's get to that later.
Well, let me just pose it to you before you break into this, because he says a new technology ESPN has. I'm guessing everything you're breaking down is not ESPN's technology.
No. What they're doing is jacking into existing technology.
Okay.
Most likely through Samsung TVs. In fact, we're surrounded by Samsung.
And that
TVs,
was the first company that came out with the manual basically saying this could be in your television.
Right. And so this starts off first with the tracking. We have to set up the tracking system. So TiVo, back in 2004, TiVo used this technology to measure the audience behavior among 20,000 users. This was the Super Bowl moment with Janet Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
The exercise revealed a 180% spike in viewership at the time when Timberlake refers to the wardrobe malfunction, where they pulled it off and you saw
So the breast gets exposed on national TV.
Exactly.
Everyone TiVos it.
Everybody freaks out. Now, we jump to 2012. General Petraeus, all right, the man who I chased through the streets of Dresden, Germany.
Oh, that's right. Legendary.
Yes. Once upon a time, spies had to place a bug in your chandelier to hear your conversation. But now with the rise of smart homes, just remember that when you get all this smart technology.
Or your smartphone.
You'll be sending tagged geolocated data that a spy agency can intercept in real time that you use when using the lighting app on your phone to adjust the living room's ambiance. Items of interest will be located, identified, and monitored. And remotely controlled through technology such as RFID, radio frequency identification, sensor networks, teeny embedded servers, and energy harvesters, all connected to next generation internet using abundant low cost and high powered computing. And so that's how they're going to jack into the houses. That's one way they jack into the
houses. So it's like they know that everyone has a cell phone. They know that everyone has a TV.
Or they have a dishwasher or a fridge that all is connected to the internet.
The internet of things.
I didn't even get into one of the things. There's an article from a few years ago where they had the lights, the LED fluorescent lights flickering, and they were able to transmit data through those. Just the flickering of the lights was able to send data.
Well, it's just like they have the street lights and stuff with the microphones in it, and they say, oh, it's to monitor gunshots.
Right. But we can hear everything. And then here we go to 2013, using RF to see through walls. And compact multi-channel radar systems are used for short-range sensing applications, operating typically between 1 and 40 meters, and it's the range of 400 to 8 gigahertz. That's the typical range. But basically what they do is these pulse devices are continuous wave, and it's using Doppler RF frequency to see through walls because they can detect when there's interference. And so by using that, then they can do a 3D image of the room by, you know, using high-powered computing. Basically, we're finally to that point where the computing exists and is capable. So now, April 30th, 2015, here we have the patent, and right there in the center of that patent, US 20150116196A1, there's the sensor right there that is the camera embedded into the LED TV.
Which is like one step further from the infrared technology they put in the video games.
Exactly, the Kinect, which would sit on top. So here it is. You can see the different versions of it. It's embedded within the pixels. It's super small.
Oh, it's super loving.
Oh yeah. It's so good. But there it is. And here's the patent. So there's patents for this. And it's LED display module and LED TV and LED TV system.
So don't buy the television for your shower, folks, when they start marketing TV,
exactly.
Smart TV for your shower.
It's
going to
be a cottage industry. Then here's a Mikhail Thalen article from 2017. CIA turned Samsung smart TVs into listening devices. WikiLeaks dump reveals. And this was called Weeping Angel, was a malware.
So that wasn't even, was that part of the Vault 7? Release?
That I don't know.
Okay,
let's see. It was the Vault 7 dump. You're right. It was the Vault 7 dump. And so this came out, in 2017. So it can extract Wi-Fi passwords, usernames. They have the capabilities. So here it says, the capabilities it boasts cannot currently capture video according to the leaked docs, but that is the goal of the project. Okay? This was just last year. March of last year, not even a year ago. It can also record audio, but it does not stream it in real time to the CIA. Instead, it copies off the TV as files.
So basically now it would appear, I mean, reason would lead you to believe that now they have that capability based on what we saw in the video clip on ESPN.
Well, and also, this got released in March 7th, 2017. When was this actually created? When did, you know, this was probably a couple years old. Now, here we are, scientists able to see through walls using Wi-Fi. They have one antenna that sends a pulse, and they have a moving antenna, and by using that, it can generate a 3D image of what's going on inside your house. But now, we can either do this, and if you don't, this is if you don't have the smart TV, but if you have the smart TV, exclusive ESPN admits to watching you through your TV. So there it is. It's like the life cycle of being able to, you know, put a bug going from bugs that you have to go and plant or tap the line
right.
to just being able to jack into the system.
Yeah, jack into your TV.
The Internet of Things.
Or, you know, conveniently, everybody probably has one of these in their pocket. You can't even power them off anymore, you know.
Right. And so. We have secret courts that you can bring up, I guess, whatever you want. You know, you can bring them fairy tales and see, like, there's trolls under the bridge. And they're like, we're going to monitor all the trolls everywhere.
I'm going to bring a Mark McGuire baseball card from 1998 and say it's proof that I need to spy on Rob Dew. And I think maybe I could get that to fly in the FISA court.
Actually, Mark McGuire's rookie card, which is very rare, is from 1986. Okay. I don't know why I know that, but
actually,
I have.
Actually, that is a lie. It's from 1989. And we can have the crew look that up. But the thing is that we're worried about here. Is they want to, okay, so they unravel this on ESPN. It's like, it's cool. We're looking at you in your home. I'm Bill Walton. Woo! Is it 1989?
That's not the year. See, that's 85.
I can't believe we're actually going down this.
That's 85. It was a Olympic card. It was an Olympic, and it was a Don Russ 1986 edition. I have it.
All right.
Don't worry.
It's not, that's going to be.
Defeated once
that's
again.
Negative. We're going to have to clear this out off the air.
Yeah.
But so it's like, oh, it's really cool. Look at this technology. We're in your home. So it's like they show it to you, but they make it trendy.
Right.
And so now the thought process that we went down was like, oh, they're going to make it so the fans like want to get on TV. So they're like,
hey,
look at me
gear.
In my living room. I'm going crazy.
Yeah,
get me on TV.
Yeah.
Woo! I want to be on the TV. And so then ESPN goes, we've got the fans of the game sitting in their home at the University of Arizona campus.
Check out this party. Yeah. Look at all the parties.
Here they are at the frat party watching the ball game. Let's go to their TV.
Let's go to their reaction. Woo! Let's go to the reaction shot. And then you're going to see the guy that loses one time. He's going to light his couch on fire thinking it's going to get on TV. And it's not. He's just going to burn down his house.
Well, it'll get on TV though.
Or they're going to stop a crime.
I guarantee you that.
They're going to stop some domestic violence using this technology and people are going to go, oh my God, that's amazing. This is great technology. We need more of this.
That's probably next.
And then people are going to put on their gorilla masks.
That's probably next.
We need to be surveilled. 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 And they're going to ask for it, and they're going to love it. They're going to love their new servitude. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a
Can
whole brave
Can you keep the mask
world.
On, please?
Oh, sure. Do I look better?
No, it's really entertaining. It's really entertaining
We
for the
need
audience.
To be surveilled. We need to be surveilled. We need to be surveilled. Thank you, ESPN. Thank you, Bill Walton, for, like, rolling it out.
Say it's trendy.
Only you know how to do it. It's so trendy!
Talk about how trendy it is to be spied on.
They gotta love it. This is what's coming down the pipe. And people don't realize it, and we've been trying to tell them this for years.
And it's not, and the crazy thing, so now they do it in the smart TVs.
You can't put tape on it.
But we already knew it was in the smartphones.
There's no way to put tape on that. You'd have to cover your whole screen.
Yeah, it's basically the whole screen is the camera now.
That's
so there you go.
You.
InfoWars, next year's news today, proven right again.
We want to be surveilled.
The TVs.
We want to be surveilled.
We don't want to be surveilled, but the TVs are spying on us. I don't think I can get a new TV now. I can't get a new car now. I mean, they just ruined new technology.
Go back to the 90s, people.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible, and folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen, Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. ImmuneWall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Yesterday I was discussing the Olympics ratings and how they were down, and this story, NBC's Olympics audience dropped 6%, but the network declares victory. Well, I'm not sure how that's possible, but basically got the stories now coming out about how the ratings are down, and I essentially theorized that it was because the Olympics in the past were always about uniting America, being proud of America, celebrating American dominance, American success, being patriotic. It was usually a time of unity and patriotism in our country. But given the current climate and the sowing of hatred and anti-American propaganda that comes out with CNN and MSNBC, I figured, well, the ratings are down and nobody's talking about the Olympics like they have in the past because that anti-American sentiment is so deep now and because the anti-American propaganda is so entrenched in people's minds and in their day-to-day activity that they can't celebrate the Olympics. They can't watch the Olympics because it's all about America's greatness, celebrating America, how we're all patriots together. So they're not interested in that. But I wanted to run this video. You already had two 17-year-olds for America win gold in glory, but then you had Shaun White last night. Now, this was a performance to me. I'm somebody that truly appreciates humanity just conquering, just the human individual reaching, striving, and accomplishing greatness, putting in the effort and the time and the passion, and then having it all come to fruition in that moment. To me, I've always loved that. And that's why I feel like I was always drawn to sports. But to me, this was a magical moment last night for Shaun White. And I don't know anyone that watched that didn't feel uplifted and inspired watching Shaun White's performance. Watch Shaun White, in case you haven't seen it yet, this is Shaun White's gold medal run in the men's halfpipe. Truly an amazing run.
Shaun White for the gold.
14, I mean, look 40, at that.
He needs the back-to-backs to take down Ayumu and gets it. The second 14-40.
This is the example of American greatness, of human greatness.
Double McTwist, 12-60. Shaun White, one more hit. Will it be enough? Front side, 12. Perfect. That is the run that he needed. And he
that is unbelievable
down.
Stuff right there. I'm not even a fan of winter sports or extreme sports, but how can you not watch that and recognize greatness? How can you not watch that and just be in awe and inspired by humans just being creative and accomplishing things? And then he breaks down into tears afterwards. Now, there was a bit of a controversy after that, and I noticed it, and I kind of was like, oh, Shaun, what are you doing? Where he let the American flag drag on the ground and even stepped on it at one point. I do not feel he did it intentionally. I do not feel it was malicious. And he has indeed apologized for it and recognized that it can be viewed as disrespectful, but he says he didn't mean to. We have the poll at War Room on Twitter right now, at War Room Show. Do you forgive Shaun White for essentially disrespecting the flag last night, whether it was intentional or not? Regardless, he did step on it and drag it on the ground, which obviously you're not supposed to do. I noticed it. I know obviously millions other, but he said he's sorry. He didn't mean to. So personally, I forgave him. I don't think he meant to be disrespectful. He apologized. I think he meant it. And, he said he's proud to be American. He loves the country. He loves everyone back home. Over 3,000 votes. Most of the people forgive him. But then what do you know? Right after Shaun White wins gold, what does the liberal media do? They attack him for sexual harassment allegations. I mean, these people are sick, man. They can never let it go. This is from Slate. Shaun White says sexual harassment allegations are gossip. Oh, so he's not allowed to address gossip about him? I celebrate Shaun White. I celebrate America. And I celebrate America's dominance.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
We are now into the second hour of the War Room. Man, my days are just merging together. It's Wednesday, February 14th. I'm halfway asking that question. And I'm now joined by Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com. Always energetic, always entertaining, always great advice or analysis when it comes to finances, the economy, and the stock market. So I'm now joined by Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com. Gerald, let's start off with the stock market. It's been fluctuating. It's been up and down. Today it sees an update. It's currently up over, I think, 200 points right now in the Dow. What is your take of the market, the stock market they're dubbing volatile? How much do you think is just an organic kind of balancing of it? How much do you think is because of computer trading? How much do you think is because of Janet Yellen spiking the Fed? What do you think is going on with this current stock market, Gerald Celente?
Well, those are a lot of questions. Well, with the markets, again, you go back to our Trends Journal in December, we said that there'd be a 10% correction in 2018. And a week ago, last Thursday, it did. It went down 10%, and it's moved up a bit. The markets are overvalued, and they're overleveraged. But let's look at the reality of this. You saw the markets are up, what, 45%. Since election day 2016. And in 2017 was one of the lowest volatility years since 1959. So when you have it built up this big and you see so much leverage going on with these ETFs and other movements, it's bound to correct itself. So then you look at today, Owen, and what happens in the morning. It came out with the inflation numbers, and they were higher than expected. They're really not that high, but it brought the markets down initially, almost 300 points, and then the market closes up almost, you know, over 250 points. So here's the reality. Since 2009, quantitative easing from banks around the world, central banks, negative and zero interest rate policy has fueled an enormous bubble. I mean, you know, so of course you're going to have these corrections. And the fear is that there won't be a lot of cheap money left anymore to keep boosting the markets.
What is this? What does it all mean? I mean, I'm not even invested in the stock market. I'm monitoring it. I think it's news. I mean, it's pretty much news every day, to the point now where not as much as last week, but now, you know, even just regular networks that aren't constantly doing economical news are always talking about the Dow, always talking about the stock. But what does it mean? I mean, what does it actually mean to, let's say, an individual like me? I'm not invested, but it's still news to me. Why is it still news?
Well, the markets always have that kind. It's a very important statement you just made. What does it mean to you? 10% of the population owns approximately 90% of all the stock. On average, about $350,000 worth of stocks. The rest, that other 10% of what's left in the market, that goes to the rest of society, whether it goes into 401ks, retirement programs, only on average of about $15,500. So it's not hitting most of the people. It's the psychological impact. And then let's go back to the markets. All of this quantitative easing, and again, you know, they didn't teach me quantitative easing, zero interest rate policy, and negative interest rates in economics 101. I mean, these cats just made this up. So what did it do? Who did it enrich? It enriched the 1%. The stock market isn't helping the average person. And then I mentioned about the cheap money and the fear going on. Well, the fear is that the markets will slow down. But go back to Trump's tax policy. What did it do? It's allowing the multinationals to repatriate trillions of dollars from overseas. Go back to 2004. George Bush did that. You know where the money went to? Didn't go back into capital improvements. It went, 96% of it went back into stock buybacks. Then you look at Trump's stimulus plan. That's going to drive more money with the lower tax rates and the stimulus plan, more money back into the equity markets. So the equity markets will boom higher, but it's not, it doesn't affect, it, this isn't like 2008 and 2009 when you had a subprime crisis. You don't have a job, you got lousy credit, don't worry, I'll give you a mortgage. It's not like that now. It's not like the dot-com crash back in 2000 when people didn't know what these companies were doing and most of them, a lot of them weren't doing anything and everyone was invested. So this is very different. This is only affecting the 1%.
So let's talk about these repatriation fees. What was the difference? I mean, you're saying that I guess there's a difference between it going into equity markets and the stock market, but what did Trump do to differentiate that? How did he, you know, write into a bill or whatever to decide, okay, we're going to put funds here instead of here where George Bush did it differently?
No, they did it the same. In other words, they're letting them bring back the money and taxing them very low on it. And they say, well, we're going to bring back the money. We're going to invest it back into the economy. But when you look at the facts, they don't invest most of it back.
So there's kind of a verbal agreement.
Right. They invested into stock buybacks to drive up the stocks. But again, the important thing is if the markets go down, while it doesn't hurt the people in their pocketbook, it is a big psychological effect. That's important because as the markets go up, business confidence rises and people go out and spend more money. And by the way, that's all so important. So this is all tied together, Owen. I mentioned about the fear of interest rates going up if inflation goes up. Hey, did you see those numbers that came out on household debt yesterday? $13 trillion.
Yeah, it's up.
Yeah. So now if interest rates go up, now you got to pay more money on your debt. That's what's worrying the markets.
Because now this might go on.
Overall, there's over $220 trillion worth of global debt. So if interest rates go up, you got to pay back with more money. And then you look at the Trump plan, it's increasing our budget deficit. Interest rates go up, you got to pay more because interest rates are going up.
Do you think that trend will continue of interest rates going up?
I think they're going to do everything they can to keep them down. You know, you mentioned Yellen. That was Obama's pick. Powell is Trump's pick. And you can see what happens when interest rates go up and how the markets shudder. We're running counter to what everyone else is saying. We don't see them going up that high because they're afraid of bouncing the market down too low. But then there's the fear if inflation goes up too high, they go up almost automatically. But we don't see that happening.
So with all of this new debt going into the housing market and all of this new money going into the equity market, how does someone decide then whether they want to deal with a fixed interest rate or a non-fixed interest rate based on your analysis?
Well, the interest rates stink. You know, when I was a young guy, you know, I remember you listened to the adults used to, you know, they used to retire in Florida on the money they got from their savings accounts. Now you put them in the banks, they're getting nothing.
But I don't even think I'll ever see a Social Security check, to be honest with you.
So I'm saying it's nothing, you know. So that's what the low interest rates have done. They've forced people to go into the equity markets, and that's what drove up the equity markets. But again, it's only played by a small percentage of the people.
Interesting. All right. On the other side, we're about to go to a break. I want to talk about what we're seeing, at least from the first wave of tax returns coming in. They're saying, just like when JFK cut them, you're getting new record waves of people paying their taxes. I want to get Salenti's opinion on the other side of this. Is this going to kind of cut into that deficit? Could we see a situation where if enough tax money gets turned in, the deficit is not as much as they're predicting? Is that a real situation, or is there something else to that? We're going to get Gerald Salenti's opinion on the other side from TrendsResearch.com. This is The War Room. We'll be right back.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is Pollen Block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Troyer. My guest is Gerald Celente from TrendsResearch.com. You know, Gerald, I am seeing the reports. You just mentioned it in the last segment, how this new budget deal is going to increase the deficit spending, increase the overall debt, something that we're always told we're not going to do, and then every president does it. But there are also reports that with the new tax plan, more people are actually paying their taxes. Again, record number of returns coming in early here. What are the odds, or is it possible, or how does it work? Can the budget be balanced, or can you cut into deficit spending if you get record numbers of tax returns? What is your take on that?
To an extent. And before I go into that, I just want to follow up, because this is very important, about the interest rates. If interest rates go too high, think of what that's going to do to the housing market. It'll really bring it down.
What do you think? The banks would just take these houses from people?
No, in the sense that you won't see much growth in it because people have to pay higher mortgages. And it's very hard, as you know, well know, the millennial generation, you have record numbers living at home already. So if the interest rates go up too high, you have less activity in the housing market. That's,
You know what? And it's interesting. Let's actually go down this road for a minute, because I think what they tried to do then to try to kind of stymie that fear in my generation of wanting to get a mortgage is they obviously lowered the down payment rate to 3%. Do you think they did that intentionally to try to say, hey, look, you can't afford to buy a house. Don't worry about the big interest rates. We'll give you a fair down payment.
Yeah, that's part of it. But again, if interest rates go up too high, you know, you're going to see a slowdown in the housing market. That's the way it goes. But this is very important, what I'm about to say. If you want to see where the equity markets are really going to go, watch the price of gold. Gold just today went up over $20. It went up even though the markets went up and even though the dollar got stronger, because they're betting against, and inflation went up, they're betting against higher interest rates. Our forecast, by the way, is that the Trump rally, and again, we were the first to call it almost on InfoWars, you know, a week or so after Trump got elected. But now we're saying the Trump rally has peaked, and we'll see where it goes from here. If there's other, you know, wild card black swan events or something, that could bring it down. It'll go up a little higher.
Now, real quick, just explain that to me, what you mean by peaked. Are you talking about like the stock market is hitting a cap, the housing market is hitting a cap? What do you mean, more details as far as peaked is concerned? What is peaked exactly?
The equity markets are near their high. They may go a little higher, but we say this is the best of it. Yes, they'll keep popping up every now and then as companies keep investing and buy back more stocks. But this is near the peak. But the one to watch is gold prices. Gold is going to tell you where the market is going to go. I'm going to give you an example. Go back 2 weeks ago when the market started to take a dive. Gold is the ultimate safe haven asset. If they were afraid about the market crashing, gold prices would have skyrocketed. But they didn't. They actually declined. So there's not fear in the marketplace that it's going to crash. But again, watch gold. That to us is the ultimate indicator.
So you're saying if you see gold spike, that's a red flag.
It's a red flag. It's red for the markets. It's going to shine for gold. Now here's our forecast. If gold prices go above $1,450 an ounce, basically $100 higher than they are now, then, and it solidifies over the 1450 mark, bam, you're going to see a spike to 2000, and then you'll see the markets go down. Absent that, it's going to be more of the same of what you're seeing now. Volatility, prices going up, prices going down, and a waiting game to see what happens next.
Okay, but the status quo has kind of been established now. The markets are going to go up and down, probably hover around, it looks like right now, the 25,000 market, the Dow, you know, 3,000 and other markets as well. So you think this is kind of going to be the story for a while here?
Yeah. Up and down, up and down, up and down, and then we'll have another shake, and we'll see where the shake goes.
Okay, but so getting back to what we were discussing before we went back down this road, you say that the budget and the deficit can correct itself a little bit with record tax returns coming in, but it's not a big enough difference to actually change things?
No, not unless you see a sharp increase in earnings for the average person. Now, again, let's go back to when the markets went down, back on February 2nd. They went down because of the concern that earnings were going up and inflation would go up. So you need more people to buy more things in the market to really generate solid growth. As a matter of fact, Owen, today even Goldman Sachs lowered the GDP number by 0.1%. So we need really strong, they're looking at about 2.5. And so we need like about a 3.3, 3.4 GDP before you go, then that'll start taking care of some of the debt problem. But as we see it now, and we're not alone on this, I mean, you know, nonpartisan groups that are doing the work on this are seeing, you know, much bigger, budget deficits. And again, very important, if interest rates go up, then you got to pay more money on that deficit debt, and it'll bring even the deficits higher. So we're in a very volatile situation right now.
Now, where do you think the banks stand on this as far as the housing market is concerned? Because they want people paying a high interest. They want these mortgage rates out there. But at the same time, it's like they're playing a game of chicken with themselves. If the interest rates gets too high, nobody wants to buy.
You got it. You nailed it. And again, look at the way the markets react to high interest rates. Oh, by the way, take a trip over to Japan. They had this thing called, they have it, Abenomics. You know, when you're a nice guy, I've been on with you a couple of times. I got a 10-year bond for you. I'm going to pay you a negative yield. So in 10 years, you're going to get back less than you loaned me. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Having said that, you look at Japan's GDP numbers that just came in. They expected an increase, and it decreased. It only rose a fraction of where they thought it would go. So what I'm saying is even this cheap money isn't enough to drive the general economy. It's only driving the equity markets and the top higher.
So there needs to be a consistent growth in the working class and the middle class so that they can have more money built up in savings to actually ensure this economy sticks.
You got it. Because 78% of the people, according to the polls, are living paycheck to paycheck.
It's really incredible, and that's not how the American way is supposed to be. You're supposed to be able to own your own property, own your own home, your own business, your own land, and everything. Right now, that's the bank's power. Gerald Celente, TrendsResearch.com, thank you so much for joining us today.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I am now joined by Dr. Steve Pachinik, stevepachinik.com. And we are going to talk a little bit more about the stock market here, and then I want to get into some other subjects with him. But Steve, thanks for joining me today. We've got a volatile stock market. For someone that's a day trader like yourself, it just must be giving you all kinds of headaches.
Thank you, Owen. Not really. The market has gone back to, I wouldn't say normal, but the volatility has decreased, and what we were looking for was an increase in the number of investors. And we're looking at a 40% increase in investors, and we think we're coming to that point. So there's going to be a realignment. For day traders like me, you're always looking at a specific product, your specific targets. I look also at Chinese companies like BZUN, which is an incredible internet company. And then you're really not only playing the company, but you're playing China. So there's all kinds of economic variables. As I said, I played long on the Mosaic mines. That's going to go up still because farmers need fertilizer and potash, and they have Vale, a company out in Chile, Arizona. So the economy is stabilizing. I must say, you have to remember that we're 6 months ahead of where everybody is at this present time. So from a economic perspective, I would say the economy feels very secure, very comfortable. So from that point of view, we're doing all right, and I think the economy will continue to grow.
Well, you know, that's one interesting aspect, because I've continued to have people tell me the markets are going to have to correct themselves here, especially, you know, internationally, to try to keep up with what's going on in America. But so far, I've seen India, I've seen Japan, I've seen some of these other markets go up, but nowhere near the rate that the United States market has gone up. Is that going to continue to be the trend?
Well, yes. I mean, Owen, I agree with you. I don't think there's the people have a certain point, but not totally correct. There is a correction going on all over the world. I go into the emerging market, particularly in China, because it's more challenging for me. I know a little bit more about China, but no one ever knows really a lot about China. But even China is correcting very quickly, and President Xi understands that the economy has to grow in China. The economy is growing in Europe. It's growing in India. It's growing in Russia. So quite frankly, you know, the traders who feel there's uncertainty, they should stay out of the market. And if they believe there's something in, you know, Bitcoins, let them invest in Bitcoins. But I'm not a Bitcoin investor. From my point of view, the economy pretty much around the world is doing quite well. And there's a growth momentum and a spurt that's going to continue. I don't believe in that. There's going to be another correction. They may be somewhat of a pullback, but not very much at this particular point in time.
When you're sitting at your computer or on your tablet or whatever you use to do your day trading and to monitor the markets, what are some of the things that you look for or try to see that you think guides the market or can impact the market? For myself, what I notice happens is a lot of times whatever Trump says or does during a particular day can impact the market, as well as certain news cycles and news stories can obviously impact markets or certain sub-markets. What does Steve Pachinik look for when he's trying to decide where to make a day trade?
Well, that's a very interesting question. What I look for is what we call the group designations. Which groups are the most important groups? And what we call the relative standing. In other words, if you have a relative standing of 95, that means your stock is 95% better than most of the other stocks. So I look for group one, whether it's an apparel group or in my case, semiconductors, Micron, AMD or other particular stocks in that area. And then I'll go to group two, three. I won't go below a group 40. And then within that group, I look for a very high designation of what we call relative strength and how the technicals work so that what we have is a base and that the base is going up at a relative rate, but it has to have a certain amount of volume as well in terms of the number of investors that are coming in. So if you have a stock market that's increasing without investors, you can expect a pullback. So there's all kinds of variables that I'm looking at. I'm also looking at the interest rate. I'm looking at the time that I'm putting in the bet and the time that I have to pull out of that particular bet on the options. and the delay, and also the amount of money to get charged in Chicago when I place and take off the bet. So there's a lot of variables that you have to look at. For the millennials, I think one of the most important things to look at are the small cap markets. Small cap literally means less than 500 million. And that's, and from my point of view, and when I was young, I would say, boy, that's pretty big, but that's really a small cap amount. Ironically, certain products or stocks would go up today that were apparels. I don't go into that. Michael Kors was one. Carter was another one for children. And they were going up in terms of price and in terms of less volatility, but I don't invest in the apparels, and they weren't moving at the rate I expected in technology stocks, in RNG or in other semiconductors. I don't want to get into specifics. The immediate news, with all due respect, Owen, is not as important. In other words, we have a pretty good idea now that when Trump lays down his infrastructure plan, it's really not working very well. And unfortunately, I had placed my bets about 6-7 months ago, and some of it came out because of the immediacy of the fact that he was talking about infrastructure. So I bought STRL, I bought cement, U.S. cement, but they wouldn't go up. And the reason they don't go up is that the infrastructure companies, including myself, the day traders, we're not convinced that Trump has really developed an effective plan to develop our infrastructure. In other words, just saying that he's putting out at $1.2 trillion is not sufficient. It may be necessary, but it's not sufficient to get the market to be convinced that this is, in fact, what we have to invest in: bridges, roads, concrete. And unfortunately, the plan with Mr. Cohen as head of the National Economic Council, and you got Wilbur Ross, who does bankruptcies, so you've got a lot of Goldman Sachs boys, it's pretty sloppy. And I would say to them, guys, this is not good enough, because we day traders are saying we're not impressed. We can't tell you. I'm not convinced that if you put up $2 billion from the White House, that there will be $1.1 trillion coming from the states or somewhere else or the private sector. So that is not, that's not convincing to us. For example, Iraq, unfortunately, Rex Tillerson's going out to Iraq, our Secretary of State, and Saudi Arabia, Dubai, and the Sunni countries promised that they would provide $100 billion. And they only provided $2 billion for reconstruction. So once again, the word and the promise is not sufficient.
Well, and it sounds to me, you know, when you think about domestic spending, infrastructure here, you say, okay, yeah, you know, Caterpillar, cement companies, who's going to be building these bridges? Who's going to be, right, you know, reconstructing these buildings? That's where you might say, okay, maybe I can have a solid stock option here. But it seems, correct, to me that the solid stock options, you know, with all the increasing of tensions, you know, overseas, the Middle East, North Korea and everything, it seems to me that the best long options right now for solid growth are Lockheed Martin, Boeing, Raytheon. I mean, these are the stocks that continue to seem to go up all the time.
Well, they go – it's a very good point, Owen. I looked at those stocks specifically, and I go over them again and again. They go up relative to what their price is. So if they go up 5 or 10 points relative to a stock that's $360, that's not very impressive to us in terms of percentage. I will make a far greater percentage, what we call an IRR, an internal rate of return, in one day on a smaller stock, where I can make significantly greater percentage returns in the hundreds or thousands if I need to. From a point of view of safety and the point of view of comfort, you could look at the military stocks, but I can assure you, any day, those military stocks can pull back very quickly.
So unless you're going big money for a long term, those stocks might not be as valuable to an individual.
I wouldn't buy those stocks necessarily unless you had a pension fund, which will put you in with other stocks. But the reality is...
All right, that's Steve Pachinik. We got to take a break. We got another segment with Steve Pachinik, so do not go anywhere. This is The War Room. We'll be right back.
Michael ZX is back. And just like we're game-changing when it comes to politics, when it comes to the economy, we're game-changing on supplements. I want to bring you products from the best research out there, from the best labs, the best laboratories, the best scientists that really change lives. Because I want you to get a great effect. I want you to have a great life, be healthy. I want you to see the results, so you reorder it and tell your friends and family about it. We say a fungus is a scourge. mold's a scourge, and you can't battle it with this in your sinus or other areas, but in your gut, the main area you can. MycoZX, available exclusively. Been out for over 6 months at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, I only bring you products I use myself. I only bring you products that have been proven to have dynamite effects. MycoZX is back in stock right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours today. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up
well,
at the gates of
you heard Tucker Carlson earlier today on the War Room talking about how CNN pays to be broadcast in airports across the United States. Well, I just found out CNN also has a hotel partnership program. So they're not only paying to be broadcast at airports, they're also paying to be broadcast at hotels. That's CNN for you. Fake news that has to pay for half of their ratings and they still can't hit a million. Meanwhile, here at InfoWars, we get censored every day, literally. We're still censored on the War Room YouTube channel. Can't go live on War Room's YouTube channel. And now today, we've been shut down from going live on the War Room's Facebook channel. Every time the War Room tweets anything out, it gets censored by Twitter. So this is what we deal with. We don't have pay-for-play programs like CNN does with airports and hotels. What we have is InfoWarsStore.com, and that's where we fund ourselves with our audience support. So we've got some great deals going at InfoWarsStore.com right now. You've got Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. I use this toothpaste myself. It is the best toothpaste on earth. I believe it is the last toothpaste you'll ever use once you try it. And it is currently 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Look at some of these reviews that we have. Five-star reviews on Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. Best toothpaste you will ever use. This has got to be the very best toothpaste that I've ever used. If you have not tried it, you need to get this toothpaste. My gums have never felt so good, and my teeth are squeaky clean when using the Super Blue toothpaste. I am fixing to order some more. They literally get your teeth squeaky clean. When you're brushing your teeth with Super Blue, you can hear the squeaky clean. And as someone that has a gingivitis and gum disease running in his family, that's myself, I used to get inflamed gums, and ever since I started using Super Blue, I have not had any issues at all. It is truly an incredible product at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. It's got it's obviously the fluoride-free, but it's also got the iodine in there, the colloidal silver in there. It's just an incredible product, and it's 50% off. 50% off Super Blue toothpaste right now at InfoWarsStore.com. If everybody watching this broadcast bought a bottle of Super Blue toothpaste right now for 50% off, we could put up another satellite and be one step closer to going 20 hours live a day. And you know what Alex wants to do? He wants to have you able to tune us in on television. My guest is Steve Pachenik. We were talking stock market in the last segment. We're going to change topics here. We're going to talk about a little White House intrigue, a little personnel shakeup. Steve, I'll be honest with you. The guy's name is Rob Porter, I think, that has these alleged allegations against him. They're trying to blame Kelly for this. I haven't wanted to touch it. All this misconduct allegation stuff, it's just been so through the weeds now. I don't even want to touch it anymore. But you want to talk about White House intrigue and some of the personnel shakeups. So what's on your radar?
What I'm really concerned about, I'm not concerned about the individuals. What I am concerned about is the fact that we have a pattern of behavior here, which is consistently one of people coming into the White House, lasting for a few months, and then leaving. One of the reasons why John Kelly was important to us in the intelligence and military communities, that he had command and control. He understood how to negotiate. He understood how to bring in discipline. The point that we're concerned about, quite frankly, is most of these people who work in the White House, rightfully or wrongfully, now I don't have a clearance, have what we call a TS clearance, top secret clearance. There was no reason for a man like Robert Porter, a Mormon who served overseas, had two wives, had an affair with Hope Hicks, to have a top secret clearance at any given time. The reason for that isn't because I'm prudish. It's just an issue that really messes up the top secret clearance. And really somebody who's working in the White House knows better than that and doesn't get involved in outside activities or even in the White House activities. Now, that nice lady from Greenwich, Connecticut, who plays field hockey and went to Greenwich High, and I trained at Greenwich Hospital, Hope Hicks has been a problem. As much as Trump likes her, she has seduced not only Porter, but she's also seduced apparently Mr. Landowski. So we have a series of problems here where I'm not interested in who did what to whom, but I am interested in the fact that command and control is breaking down. And with a Marine general like John Kelly, who knew about this, this is a warning for him to say, look, you've got to tighten up the ship or you've got to leave as well. And now, from my perspective, I would clean out everybody. Kelly, Hope Hicks, Jared Kushner, Ivanka.
No, hold on. What is the deal with this Hope Hicks stuff? She's just having affairs with all these people? I mean, what's going on here?
I don't know. All I can tell you is what I know about her background. She comes from Greenwich, Connecticut, Greenwich High. She went to a good university. The point is that, you know, having worked in Greenwich, Connecticut, what you have is a spoiled, rich, entitled young woman who's an athlete. I don't know her personally.
And she was part of the same group. I forget the name, the Mercer. She was part of the same Mercer group where the Mercers were heavily funding the campaign and they put her in there. Is that correct?
Correct. The difference is that the religion would be major difference. The Mercers, I understand, are Jewish. They never would have been in Greenwich, Connecticut 30, 40 years ago when I was there and trained, and she's not.
So well, and Bannon, who was also a Mercer, essentially input there, he's gone. Kellyanne Conway, the other Mercer input, and then you've got Hope Hicks. Are they all kind of on the same outskirts? I mean, obviously Bannon out.
I'm not impressed. Let me put it this way. We need a White House that has to run quietly. One of the most effective chief of staffs for two administrations under Baker, under Bush, and under Reagan was James Baker. You just didn't say anything. You kept it quiet. You had a problem. It was kept under the rug. And basically he cleaned out everybody. You never had to shout. You never had to yell. The reason we put Kelly in there is because we needed Kelly. However, Kelly should have known that you do not get a TS clearance with the kind of problems that Porter presented himself with. I don't care who he is. I'm not interested in what he did and what he did to his wife or anybody else. But I am interested in the fact that the White House has to look stabilized. Otherwise, the markets will say we can't afford to have a White House that seems in constant turmoil. Now, either Kelly stays and cleans up his act, or he leaves and brings in his subordinate, the lady who's head of Homeland Security, who I find is probably much more effective.
Are you talking about Kirstjen Nielsen?
Yeah, Kirstjen Nielsen.
She seems very confident.
Yeah, I mean, she's head of Homeland Security. She seems no nonsense. For the first time, you'll have a woman who's chief of staff and will rise up and possibly be the next president of the United States. But quite frankly, I'm in the business of being a cleaner or a sweeper. I've done that in five administrations. And I'm tired of listening to the Trump administration where this person came in, that person came in. They're not quite qualified. They have temporary TS clearances. Now, I've been a critic of the FBI, but I can tell you one thing about the FBI. When they do a clearance on somebody, that is, they do a background search, they're thorough. And when they tell you or they tell me that one of my employees has a problem, I do not employ that individual. I don't care if that person had an affair or had drug problems or had whatever. He or she does not get employed. Now, that should have been the paradigm for John Kelly. Now, we need a John Kelly. But if John Kelly can't maintain a credibility.
So the problem is we're running out of time. The problem is that Porter gets the clearance from Kelly that he never should have had, and that's your problem, right?
He's never had any clearance, but that's not the only one. Another man who just left now, and there's a third person, and there's Hope Hicks, who needs to find herself seducing Landowski and Porter, and knew better than that. If you're working in the White House as a professional, she's got to go.
So tell me, what is going through, we got a minute and a half left here. What is going through the mind of Trump or whoever is making these appointments that seem so shallow, like an Omarosa? She comes in, she bashes in the spotlight, she leaves, and then she bashes in the spotlight of hating Trump and bashing the administration. It seems like you said, there's a lot of short termers here. What is behind that?
It's part of it has to do with his own dynamic. Again, as a psychiatrist, I will tell you he's not crazy, but I will say this as a manager. He's very impulsive. He makes decisions. Number one, how do you look? How do you appear? And are you compliant? That's not necessarily the most effective criteria for anything other than being compliant. The second thing is no matter how much he will like you, he literally follows the pattern of what I've said Mao Zedong would often teach us. And that is he evaluates somebody and he exalts them, says, this is one of the greatest persons I've ever met. Just like the monkey, the higher the monkey goes, the further he falls. And there's no question in my mind. Every time Trump idealizes somebody, they're going to be devalued within days or weeks. And
do you, 10 seconds, Dr. Pechenik, 10 seconds, Dr. Pechenik, do you expect to see major shakeups in the White House in the next month?
Yes. Yes, I expect Kelly to go. I expect Hicks to go. I expect Jared Kushner to go, Ivanka to go, and many others to go.
Wow, that's big stuff from Dr. Steve Pechenik. Check his website out, stevepechenik.com. Thank you, as always, Dr. Pechenik. You know, Pence said he thinks he'll be with Kelly for months. Months.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each That's other right. and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
Donald J. Trump, the President of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Speaking of liberal snowflakes, or well, I don't know what you would call this piece of shit. Maybe just that, full of shit. Adam Schiff, man, I'll tell you how guys like, first of all, Eric Swalwell, all this guy does now, people talk about Trump on Twitter. How about Eric Swalwell? This guy sits on Twitter all day long and bashes Trump. That's all he does. You know, Trump uses Twitter to get news out, to celebrate things, to fight back against the fake news. Swalwell just sits on Twitter and bashes Trump all day. Oh, Trump did this, Trump said that, Trump colluded with Russia, Trump's lying, Trump this, Trump, 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 Trump. Eric Swalwell. Look at this. I'm telling you, all the guy does is bash Trump on Twitter. How about checking this guy's mental stability? Donald Trump is living rent-free 24/7 in Eric Swalwell's head and on Eric Swalwell's Twitter. Look at this. Everything is Trump with this guy. Same with Adam Schiff. So here's Adam Schiff. Let's roll clip 22. Says that he has the proof of Russian collusion.
You said... That's a two-part question, if you will. You said that you can only talk about stuff that was in the public record, and you did a nice recitation for us.
Who would want to have breakfast with that guy?
Like an opening argument. Closing argument? When you used to be... But do you have other stuff that's not in the public record that you think... If you were allowed to, you would be added to that list of eight particulars?
Yes, tell me, piece of shit.
Other material that you've been privy to privately that you think shows...
All right, this guy's asked the same question for a minute now. This guy can't get it out.
There is certainly an abundance of...
Look how he's looking down. He's lying.
...gathered in the investigation. And I think... Some of that non-public evidence is evidence on the issue of collusion. Some of that non-public evidence is evidence on the issue of obstruction.
No.
And then there are other categories where I don't think we've been able to do the investigative work that we need to do. And probably the most significant category there is on the issue of money laundering. It is a tried and true maxim. Yeah. As a former prosecutor, you follow the money. We have not been able to... adequately follow the money, and
because there's no collusion, you dingbat.
Are credible enough that we ought to, in the exercise of due diligence, see if this was one of the other vectors.
Yeah, pause right there. And the funny thing is, we have the money trail. Don't you understand?
They got Fusion GPS bank records. They know Hillary Clinton paid for the dossier. There's the money. There's the Russian collusion. We already know it. And this piece of shit is like, well, we may have something behind closed doors. I don't know for sure. Don't look at me directly in the eye, but I think I have some proof here. Go back to that piece of shit that can't look you in the eye.
We know that in other places they use money laundering as a way of entangling people, as a way of compromising.
Where's your
people.
Evidence, Schiff?
To me, that is far more potentially compromising than any salacious video would be.
Yes! Pause it right there! He got pranked! Oh my gosh! He gets pranked by these Russian pranksters, and they're like, we've got video, we've got picture of President Trump naked. And he's like, yes, I'm very interested. I'll get my people on it. And now he's like, well, you know, this money laundering thing that I have no evidence on that I'm making up here is obviously more important than any video or naked pictures that I also don't have that I got pranked on. Let's go back to Schiffhead.
You know, the short answer is, yes, there is non-public information that I think is relevant on these issues. That if I were giving you a complete picture,
liar.
I would include, and I would hope and expect that we will be able to, at the conclusion of the investigation, provide a full picture of what we've been able to find so that people can at least look at a common set of fact, even if they
a
are
common set of fact. He's provided zero facts.
I have to say I've been, and I'll make a plug for one of your colleagues, listening with tremendous interest to slow
burn. Does it smell like Schiff in here? You guys smell that Schiff?
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Time to make a choice. Do you want to love America, live in America, embrace America, be proud of America, make America great again? Or do you want to go the way of CNN, MSNBC, the Democrats, and the modern day left political movement in America and hate America, hate the flag, hate the anthem? Hate its people, hate patriots, and just as kind of another outset, hate the truth, and of course, hate President Trump. Now, I didn't even know that we had this video. I've got so many clips to cover in news today. I didn't even know we had this video, and I even want to open up the phone lines because I haven't talked to the audience all week this week, and I enjoy talking to the audience. You guys bring me back down to earth, and you always provide a lot of good points. But here is a clip that to me proves what I'm talking about. The reason why the Olympic ratings are down is because the political left has indoctrinated millions of people in this country into hating America. It's cool to protest the national anthem. It's cool to protest the flag. But when Mike Pence protests against the North Korean regime, that's not cool. That's what the modern day left tells you. So when they're telling you America's bad, America's racist, America's fallen, America's the worst ever under Trump, America's this, that, and the other thing, why would those indoctrinated people want to watch the Olympics and cheer for America? They wouldn't. And thus, television ratings for the Olympics are down. Not as many people are talking about the Olympics. I mean, I don't know. I remember growing up, maybe it was just me. I loved watching the Olympics. I loved watching the American athletes win. I loved watching them get gold. I loved watching the national anthem. I loved watching the tears stream down their face. I loved celebrating it. I loved going to school the next day or going to an event and talking about how great, how cool last night was, all these Americans that won. I mean, to me, we're not getting that. Now, of course, there's all kinds of other news that's going on. We are literally in the middle of the biggest political scandal probably in the history of this country with Hillary Clinton paying to spy on Trump's campaign, Barack Obama following up and following through on that and his administration. But still, you would think after what we've seen, after a show, I mean, remember Michael Phelps? Michael Phelps was the biggest story. Everyone wanted to talk about Michael Phelps. Every talk show the next day, Michael Phelps this, Michael Phelps that. But now what do they do on The View? Praise North Korea. Praise the sister of Kim Jong-un. Hate on America. You don't get the segments today. Look at what Shaun White did last night. Look at this American, the greatest ever, the best snowboarder in the history of the world, and he's from America. He did it using the American way, with the American flag. We don't get that. No, instead what we get is a high school banning, quote, an outdated and racially offensive national anthem, guys. Roll clip 12.
View at 11, a move to silence the national anthem has sparked debate at an East Bay school.
The student That's right, the NFL made it cool. Ramos,
California High,
CNN made it cool.
Spangled banner from school rallies. ABC 7 News reporter Lillian Kim explains why and has reacted.
The rally started and it got going and I realized there was no national anthem.
For California High senior Dennis Fiorentinos, the omission of the Star Spangled Banner was unusual since rallies traditionally
start. Yeah, that's a little unusual. Yeah.
Anthem. He was told
to cut the national anthem. To ban the national anthem in America. Pretty unusual. Verses.
In a letter to the school paper, student body president Ariana Kermanizade specifically noted the third verse, which in part says, no refuge could save the hireling and slave. Kermanizade wrote, this verse, translated, finds joy in the killing of African Americans.
Okay, this person is an idiot.
To think that our nation's anthem once had the word slave and land of the free in the same sentence leaves me speechless.
Oh my gosh, this is really sad. Pause it right there. Oh my. Oh wow. These kids really are learning nothing. To me, that line means America is the last refuge. That's what it means. But they don't get it. And they're not being taught it. I really didn't understand how lucky I was with my high school education, where you could not graduate from my high school unless you got a perfect score on the Constitution test and the Bill of Rights test. You could not walk unless you got a 100% on both of those exams. Everyone had to take American history and everyone had to get a 100% before they could graduate. Now you've got students at this high school in California not even understanding the national anthem. They don't even get what the national anthem is. Finish this report.
It's a different take.
The importance of singing the national anthem to honor and respect those that have died and sacrificed their lives to protect the freedoms that us Americans take for granted every day is a much more important and unifying issue.
Cal High has struggled with racial issues before. 2 years ago, racist graffiti was found on campus, including the bathroom.
So pause it right there. So that's what they do. So racism exists. So blame America. Racism exists, so ban the national anthem. As if that has anything to do with it. This is leftist race baiting. This is the left. This is the Democrats that have propped up the racial divides in this country. This is post-Obama. This is Obama. This is the Democrats. They can't get over race baiting. They have to put everyone into little subgroups so that they can do victim narratives, victim warfare, and say, you're a victim, you're a victim, you're a victim. Stop being victims. Come to us. We'll help you. They make you feel like a victim. They blame America. Then they claim they're here to help. All lies.
One scrawled whites above one toilet and colored above another. The parents we talked with say the national anthem is sacred.
How can you start any event without having the national anthem?
They have to do the national anthem. This is a respect for the country.
As for
you notice how this is what the parents are saying. But the students have been indoctrinated by the liberal education.
And is looking into it.
Again, I had to go through this. I experienced this in college. Looking back, I wonder what my family thought of me for those 2 years when I really was indoctrinated by the state university, University of Missouri, Columbia. It's really incredible. They really do teach you to hate America. They really do teach you to hate white people. They really do teach you to hate your heritage. They really do teach you to hate God. And when I left high school, I loved all of those things. And then after 2 years being indoctrinated into the liberal belief system at the University of Missouri, Columbia, I no longer believed in God. I no longer believed in America. I thought that whites were racist. I thought that guns were bad. All it took was 2 years of liberal indoctrination at the University of Missouri, Columbia. I can't even imagine someone that starts at a young age, someone that starts in kindergarten, that goes through the liberal indoctrination system their whole lives. They get to high school and they want to ban the national anthem. That's what you get. And then you sit here and you wonder why Whoopi Goldberg, Joy Behar, CNN, MSNBC, given a fault line between the United States and North Korea, chose to walk with North Korea. That's what you get from liberal indoctrination your whole life. That's how you have people hating the national anthem. That's how you have schools wanting to ban the national anthem. Liberal indoctrination in public schools. That is obscene. That is absurd. That should be illegal. But you get your free speech, so I guess it's not. So congratulations, liberals. You have indoctrinated half the country into hating the country that brought them the very prosperity that they love.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings filled to the brim. filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
We're going to open up the phone lines here, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, and you can call on a litany of topics. The TV spying on you, the shooting in in Florida that's said to have many fatalities, as many as 15, I've heard. The stock markets, the anti-American hate from the left, the Olympics, anything you want to talk about, we will start taking your calls. 888-201-2244. In the meantime, I need to just pile drive through these clips to kind of put a cap on and explain what I talked about in the last segment, how the Democrats are teaching hate for America. Listen to Bill Murray, though, on CNBC. It's amazing the difference between MSNBC and CNBC. CNBC is actually quality. You can get news there. They do good reporting, where MSNBC is total trash. But here's Bill Murray talking about how the Democrats are making things worse by dividing people.
It's a clash of clans first thing in the morning every day, you know, where people are just going to war about so much. And my friend, who's a great comedy writer, Jim Downey, he's accused of being a right-wing writer, a comedy writer, if there is such a thing, sort of. And he says, no, I just think the way that the Democrats handle things is poor, the way they try to pick out little pieces of a population.
Yeah, but see, the Democrats want to divide everyone into subgroups.
LGBT or something.
That's all they do.
Speaking to everyone at once, and it's almost demeaning to say, I'm choosing you because you're a splinter group or you're a certain minority group.
And Trump does the opposite. Trump says all of us. Trump says Americans.
You know, that you're my people. I'm in control of you. I represent you. Instead of thinking that each citizen has a right to be respected as a citizen first, someone under the laws of the country.
And see, who knows what Bill Murray's political beliefs are? He didn't by any way show his political beliefs in that statement. He's just saying, look, why are we trying to divide everyone? Why is the left trying to divide everyone? Why can't we all be Americans? Why can't more people from Hollywood and the entertainment industry at least be sane? I mean, we're just asking for sanity, but apparently that's too much to ask for now from the Whoopi Goldbergs of the world. But this explains it even better. This really shows you who the Democrats are. Just like with Obama saying Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, nobody batted an eye. Trump says it's the worst thing in the world. Obama has the same travel ban that Trump had, but nobody cares if Obama does it. Trump's the bad guy. Here, we're going to go through a series of clips
of all the Democrats talking about illegal immigration, and you'd think it was President Trump. Roll clip three first. This is Senator Feinstein.
When you come to these two borders, you have to remember a couple of things. In Mexico, there is no welfare.
Boy, she's always there looked like no Frankenstein.
FTC. There is no SSI. There is no Medicaid. There is no Social Security. There is no Medicare. And there's a 58-cent an hour minimum wage. Mexico does nothing to enforce its border. It is my view that if we are going to have a North American free trade agreement, that
NAFTA?
Mexico must do its share. Because the day when
what?
America could be
How
the
racist
system for Mexico is gone. We simply can't afford it. And I think you've seen the figures to state and local governments of what the cost is. It's over $2 billion in California alone. And I have those figures if you want them in specific.
Dianne
in my
Feinstein
purse.
Talking sense
and that's
in 1993.
Why now joined with 2 million illegal immigrants. It's a competition for space. Whether the space is a job.
Oh, my God. Is this really a Democrat?
A place in a classroom, it becomes a competition for space.
Wait, Americans have dreams too?
This is a country that's based on immigration, and we all know that. And
legal immigration? I don't believe what I'm hearing.
Overtaxed. You have to concentrate on
overtaxed. Who is this
who
woman?
Be here are those who come legally at this time.
Legally,
and we've got to, for the time being, enforce our borders.
Imagine Dianne Feinstein saying that today. Imagine any Democrat saying that today. Guys, let's now go to clip. Let's go to clip five. This was, of course, Dianne Feinstein speaking before the Bill Clinton administration, which was very anti-illegal immigration. Here's Bill Clinton in 1995.
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants.
Is that Donald Trump or Bill Clinton?
They use imposed burdens on our taxpayers. That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to
do more. Did he just say illegal?
To speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify.
Wait, they're not sending their best?
As recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years. And
is that William Trump? Wait, is that Donald Clinton? And he gets a standing ovation. That's a Democrat calling for border security, Bill Clinton in 1995, getting a standing ovation on the heels of Dianne Feinstein doing the same thing. Let's now go to Bill Clinton in 1996, guys. Roll clip six.
One of these areas is the problem of illegal immigration.
We have to stop the inflow of illegals coming into our country.
This administration has taken a strong stand to stiffen the protection of our borders.
We will build a wall. It will do what it's supposed to do. Keep illegal immigrants out.
We are increasing border controls by 50%.
We're going to have a border. It's going to be a real border.
We have a country. We have to have borders.
We are increasing inspections to prevent the hiring of illegal immigrants.
Is this the same guy?
And tonight I announce I will sign an executive order to deny federal contracts to businesses that hire illegal immigrants.
What are illegal immigrants?
You can be very, very strong. It could be a huge financial penalty. It could be beyond a
financial
penalty.
One of these guys
penalty.
In your... Because
well, you
that's the magnet.
You can do that with E-Verify and with the
various
methods.
Oh, are you for it?
I'm for it.
We should honor every legal immigrant here working hard to be a good citizen, but we are also a nation of laws.
We have a country. We have to have laws. We either have a country or we don't.
So President Trump should just come out and say, look, I just got my immigration platform from Bill Clinton. I just went with off he said. You guys loved Bill Clinton's immigration platform, so I just took his. Why all of a sudden the change of heart? Because of a R behind his name? Again, that shows you who liberals and Democrats really are. It's identity politics. It's not about consistency. It's not about policy. It's about brainwashing everyone into hating whoever they point at. Now, here's Barack Obama in 2005 talking about illegal immigration.
You know, we all agree on the need to better secure the border and
oh, we all agree. We all agree.
Illegal immigrants.
What happened?
We are a generous and welcoming people here in the United States, but those who enter the country illegally and those who employ them disrespect the rule of law.
What? Who is this?
They are showing disregard for those who are following the law.
This man is a racist. This man is xenophobic. This man is a racist. This man hates Mexicans. He hates Muslims. He is a racist.
The line of people who are waiting patiently, diligently, and lawfully to become immigrants.
How dare? Who was that man? Who was that, Putin? That was Barack Obama saying he hates immigrants? Wow, unbelievable. Oh, wait, no, that's just the left line.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream right now at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to The War Room. Folks, everything we do here at InfoWars is possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got great specials going right now. And the great thing about InfoWarsStore.com that's now happened in the last 2 years since I've come here, it's been amazing, the expansion. But we have household items. Everybody needs toothpaste. Everybody uses toothpaste. You're going to buy toothpaste. Why not buy toothpaste from us? Why not support us? And we're not giving you a bad product. We're giving you the best product. We're giving you the best toothpaste, Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Order 10. Order 10 Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste. You'll be set for the rest of the year. Give them out to your family. Give them out to your friends. Once they use Super Blue from InfoWarsStore.com, they're never going to use another toothpaste. Guys, look at some of those ratings. Let me see what the ratings number right now is. Look at these ratings here. 4.8 star reviews on the Super Blue toothpaste. We've got almost 4,000 reviews there. 4.8 stars is the average. I mean, that is just incredible. And again, that's because we don't just try to sell you a product so we can fund ourselves. We sell you a product that is high quality at the best price so that you become a return customer. It's a 360 win, and then InfoWars expands. We're building new studios. We're putting up new satellites. We're hiring more crew members. We're planning reports in different parts of the world. So it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste at 50% off and continue to support us. I'm telling you, I'm a user of Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. I have a bottle here at work. I got a bottle at my house. It is a great product that I think you will use for the rest of your life once you give it a try. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got callers lined up here. I want to take some calls for the rest of the show here. Let's go to Sean calling in from Oklahoma, wants to talk about disrespecting the flag. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, how's it going, Owen?
Good.
Oh, well, I'm just a huge fan, and I'm glad to be on here talking with you today. Yeah, I'm just sick and tired of Antifa getting all over the flag, stepping on the flag, burning the flag, disrespecting Americans. I'm sick of it. And, you know, I'm an Army veteran. And, you know, we're not going to stand for this kind of crap.
Well, it's amazing that we played the video yesterday. They're really starting to be exposed now. We already knew they hated America, but they show up in force and they are kind of getting less in numbers. As soon as someone stands up to them, they cower. They cower down.
Yeah, I saw it. Veterans start getting up, stepping up.
All right. Hey, did you guys dump that? You get that dumped? All right. Hey, Sean, we can't allow you to curse. I do want to hold you over, though, but then I got to let you go by rule. Just curious, as a veteran, did you see Sean White accidentally step on the flag, and how did that make you feel?
Honestly, if I was there, I'd start whipping, you know, I'd start whipping some butt. Let's just say that. I'm not going to stand for it. I'm going to grab my flag, and I'm going to take it back. They don't deserve to be here. In my opinion, they're traitors.
All right, I'm not sure. Hey, we got to drop you, Sean, for cursing, and I'm not sure you understood the question, but I have a rule. I kind of broke the rule there by letting him go on. If you curse, we just have to drop you because we only have so much of a dump built up here. I agree with Sean. Disrespecting the flag makes me angry, but I don't feel that Sean White was meaning to disrespect the flag. I do think he made obviously a mistake. It was not good. He's recognized that and apologized for it. But there's a huge difference to me between what happened with Shaun White and what happens with the NFL players kneeling and Antifa people wanting to burn the flag. So I do think there's a distinct difference there. We have the poll at War Room Show on Twitter. Do you forgive Shaun White for stepping on the flag? Last I checked, most people said yes, but it was a pretty tight race. You guys, can you pull that up for me real quick while I take another caller? Let's go to Riley calling in from Michigan, wants to talk about the shooting in Florida. Go ahead, Riley.
How are you doing?
Yeah, it's pretty bad what happened out there, huh?
I'm kind of unprepared.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you think about the shooting, Riley?
Well, I was watching it. Well, it was right when it started happening. I pretty much got, well, halfway through, I would say. I don't know, because I was watching either different source or reviewing it after it happened, too. I don't know what to say about it, because at first they said there was 7 people dead. And then they upped the number after that.
Well, they just gave a press conference. They just did a press conference. They said 17 are dead. They said the shooter started shooting from the outside and then went inside. And those are just the latest details. Riley, I got to drop you. I'm sorry. Your phone connection was bad, and I got a whole list of callers. Let's go to Eric, who's also calling in. Well, he's calling in from Florida to talk about the shooting. Go ahead, Eric.
Hi, Owen. I was on my way to a doctor's appointment. I had a couple of passengers in my car. And I heard about the shooting. I'm nowhere near that area. I'm in the Tampa Bay area. And immediately, you know, I'm like, geez, how sick. Bullets or swords, whatever, you know, you just don't slaughter people. So I'm thinking, hey, you know, it could be kind of false flag style. Maybe they sent in a paddock kind of person and shot somebody up, because I think the suspect's still at large.
Well, no, the official story is it was a former student that opened up shooting outside, and then I would imagine after he was obviously realized is when he started shooting people inside the school. But they do have the latest number for at least fatalities is 17. They did arrest the suspect. They believe it was him. And so those are the latest details, Eric. Thank you so much for the call. Let's move on to Josh in New York, also wants to talk about the Florida shooter. Go ahead, Josh.
Yes, how you doing, Owen?
Good.
I'm watching the news coverage of this, right?
Yeah.
And as they're putting the suspect into the vehicle, it almost seems like he's like revulsing a little bit. Like he seemed like he's high on some kind of drugs. I don't know, PCP or something, but he was almost like revulsing, and he was like, he was acting out a little bit if you watch the video clip of that.
Yeah, yeah, I saw the clip you were talking about. I'd have to examine it closer to analyze exactly what you're saying. But I mean, as far as being drugged, I mean, we know that a lot of these mass shootings, the killer ends up being on some sort of psychotropic drug, you know, a Prozac or something like that, seems to be common, but nobody ever wants to talk about that.
Right, and this just seems like it's got a false flag, like, written all over it, especially how they go right to Rubio and Senate Hall on Fox News, and they already are.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Obviously, your mind goes there, and you investigate that type of stuff. I'm not really sure. I don't really have any comments as far as false flag or why or what, but we know that the left is desperate. We know that they're getting violent, and we know that the deep state is desperate and doing everything they can to try to distract and divert and to keep America down. But again, the story is right now, the shooter was a former student, started shooting from the outside, I guess from a top story or something, then turned his weapon into the school where he started shooting people, and then fled the scene while the students, were in panic. So, but I mean, as far as a false flag, I guess you're saying that because you already had Bernie Sanders and everybody coming out about gun control.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just seems like they're just thirst, like you said, though. They're desperate, and I don't know.
Yeah, and let's not forget, too, there was a shooting earlier when a vehicle rammed into the NSA office in Fort Meade, and that story lasted for about 50 minutes because then there was this shooting at the high school in Florida. I'm not saying that they are or aren't connected. I'm just, you know, it's just like this crazy news cycle we're in right now. Thank you so much for the call, Josh. We're about to take a break. When I come back, I'm going to do a quick news blitz, take a couple more of your calls, and then that does it for the War Room. But again, the update right now is 17 dead, probably at least 50 injured in the Florida shooting. Details are still emerging. Tragic event. You wish that parents wouldn't have to worry about this when they send their kids to school. I think the Second Amendment is the answer.
Michael ZX is back. And just like we're game-changing when it comes to politics, when it comes to the economy, we're game-changing on supplements. I want to bring you products from the best research out there, from the best labs, the best laboratories, the best scientists that really change lives. Because I want you to get a great effect. I want you to have a great life, be healthy. I want you to see the results so you reorder it and tell your friends and family about it. We tell you fungus is a scourge, mold's a scourge, and you can't battle it with this in your sinus or other areas, but in your gut, the main area you can. MycoZX, available exclusively. Been out for over 6 months at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, I only bring you products I use myself. I only bring you products that have been proven to have dynamite effects. MycoZX is back in stock right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours today. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, I've got to pile drive through some of this news before I take a phone call or two from Brett and Sam. Obviously, the big story today is the shooting at the Florida high school. Of course, the left is already calling for more gun control, even though that's never been the answer. It's never worked. It never will work. Criminals never follow the law. I think the answer is the Second Amendment, arming teachers and having them ready in case something like this happens, to protect students instead of having to unfortunately wait for police to arrive at the scene. That's just the nature of the beast. Sad story, 17 dead is the reported number right now in the shooting at the Florida high school. We've also got the exclusive at Infowars.com. ESPN admits to watching you through your TV. They've rolled it out. They've admitted it. The TVs can now spy on you, and they're making it sound trendy by unveiling it via the sports and entertainment industries. How about this one? You've had multiple Kim Jong-un impersonators showing up at the Olympics, and then you had one trolling the North Korean cheerleaders, and it caused such a ruckus, the security team had to remove him from the scene, and he was basically pleading with them, hey, look, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just dressed like Kim Jong-un. That's not illegal. And they said, sir, there's such hatred for Kim Jong-un here. We have to protect you. Folks, do you, it's like people in America love Kim Jong-un. They love Kim Jong-un's sister. People in South Korea hate this dictator, and they hate him so much. Even a impersonator received so much hate. They had to take the personator out of the venue because he would have been beaten by people that hate him. Not the impersonator, but Kim Jong-un. So it really goes to show you how ignorant the left is in the media today in America. Hillary Clinton advisor says the New World Order will survive Trump. That's Jake Sullivan, a former Clinton advisor, says the New World Order will survive Trump. Well, you know what? Maybe the New World Order could survive Trump, but the New World Order will not survive if we, the people, decide to destroy it behind Trump, with Trump. Trump plans to replace food stamps. Here's how. Instead of the SNAP program, which has the cash benefits, he wants to go to a food box program that actually gives you food, and he's going to call it America's Harvest Box. To be honest with you, based on my political beliefs, I say no to all of it. The government's not a charity. Okay, make your own way. But I will say, if you're trying to, you know, do something about people taking advantage of welfare programs, food stamps, the SNAP program, etc., that's how you do it. Don't give them the cash that they can kind of use to manipulate the system and get whatever they want. Just give them food if that's what they need. So I think that that's the thought process behind that. Elizabeth Warren says Trump will never take away her Native American heritage. Well, I have to say, Elizabeth Warren is right. You cannot take away that which does not exist. Now, she did decide to actually answer questions for the first time about her Native American heritage. Guys, go to the Boston Globe story. So basically, the Boston Globe is running coverage for Elizabeth Warren here. This is actually the biggest spin you've ever seen. They say that she's actually addressing the Native American claims, but she doesn't. She doesn't actually address it. What she does is she skirts it and then she jukes out of it. She's like, okay, well, I went back and I apologized for saying my Native American heritage. And she basically gives herself an out, and she says, she doesn't even, you know what? I should have printed the whole story, because I should have the real quote here. In fact, guys, you know what? I'm going to come back to that. Somebody print me this whole story, because you got to hear this quote. You got to hear what she says. It's such an out. It's not even funny. Now, I was going to talk with Steve Pachenik about this, but here's the two headlines. This is from Business Insider. The director of the FBI says the whole Chinese society is a threat to the United States. Then you have the other story. Six U.S. intelligence agencies warn against using Huawei phones. Those are manufactured in China, basically saying China is trying to spy on us. And when I talked in the break with Steve Pachenik about this, he said, you know, this is really an old story. We've known China's been the whole threat the whole time. China controls North Korea, so that's really just an old story that they're just kind of pushing to the public now. Apparently, France's President Emmanuel Macron puts his big boy pants on and says, if Syria used chemical weapons against its own people, France will strike. Well, the people in charge of the military at France walked him back from that and said, yeah, easy, easy there, Macron. That's not exactly how that's going to go. Of course, we know that the deep state here and the globalists want to bring down the Syrian regime, even though Assad lets Christians and Muslims and Jewish people and everyone live in harmony in Syria. They can't allow that. They hate Christians. This is from the Wrap. Vatican Pope produced Pope Francis documentary hits theaters in May. So the Pope has a documentary coming out presented by the Pope. I'm sure that won't be biased at all. I'm sure that will be very honest, and it will address all of the scandals that have been surrounding this pope. This is from The Beaver, the school newspaper for the London the School of Economics in London. Dear white people, no melanin, no opinion. That's right. White people don't get to have an opinion because we're racist, even though that's the most racist thing you could ever say. So white people have to deal with racism against them, and then they're called racist for it. Berkeley City Council votes to become sanctuary city for cannabis, likely a first. I have a feeling this is going to start trending, and it's just going to be like, a sanctuary city for abortion, a sanctuary city for this, a sanctuary city for pedophiles, sanctuary city. They're just going to use sanctuary to just say, I have sanctuary. I can do whatever I want. I have a feeling that's going to be a trend soon. Heartbroken family explains why 3-year-old who died from flu wasn't vaccinated. Oh, yeah. So now they're saying they wish they would have vaccinated their 3-year-old for the flu. Except the bad news is the vaccine gives them the flu, and I bet your 3-year-old didn't die from the flu, but died from the superbug that they're calling the flu. This is all to sell vaccines, folks. That's all this is. All right, now I've got the story. Here we go. This is what Elizabeth Warren says. My mother's family was part Native American, and my daddy's parents were bitterly opposed to their relationship. So in 1932, when mother was 19 and daddy had just turned 20, they eloped. What is she talking about? The story they lived will always be a part of me. And no, not even president of the United States will ever take that part away. And so she kind of goes on to explain, but think about it. It doesn't even make sense because she walks back her claims to being Native American. She apologizes for her undocumented claims that her mother's family had Cherokee blood, and then says her mother's family was part Native American. Her daddy's parents were bitterly opposed to the relationship because her mother was Native American, so her mom and dad had to elope. But that doesn't make sense. You apologized for saying you had Cherokee blood, and then you doubled down on it. That's Elizabeth Warren for you. Total dingbat. Please run her for president. All right, let's go to Brent in California. I want to hear Brent's take on this. He's a veteran. What did you think about Shaun White, what I believe was an innocent mistake, dragging the flag and stepping on it after his gold medal run?
How you doing, Owen? It's a pleasure to speak with you and an honor, fellow patriot. I'm a vet. You know, I just want to chime in and say, I think, you know, he didn't try to do that. He's already said that he didn't try to do that. He didn't even know it was dragging on the ground. So honestly, he should put out a live stream, right? Have a little ceremony, put on some patriotic music, and do what you're supposed to do when the flag touches the ground.
Interesting. So maybe kind of make a viral sensation out of it. He's like, he admits he made the mistake. You're not supposed to drag the flag. So he kind of redeems himself by saying, look, I love the country. I love the flag. He already kind of did that in press conferences, but you think something more personal with a personal touch might redeem him even more?
Oh, definitely. He says he has a flagpole at home. Have a little ceremony there. Live stream it.
Yeah. Yeah. He did mention that when in the press conference, he said, I have a huge flag at home. I always have the American flag flying. He said he's a proud American. So, but you agree, you think it was an innocent mistake, and he deserves forgiveness.
I do. From what I've seen, what I've looked up, I mean, absolutely. You know, it happens. Yeah. It's happened to me. Like, honestly, I was at RAF Proudhon for years, and it happened in the military, and you know, it happens.
It does happen.
So,
yeah.
So you do what you got to do and make sure that you're a patriot. Done deal.
Now, did you happen to see it live?
No, I didn't. No.
Okay. Well, because I was curious what your first thoughts were. Because I saw it live, and I mean, obviously, I immediately noticed him dragging the flag, and I was like, oh, Sean. I was like, oh, boy, that's going to be bad press for you. I was glad that he did address it and handled it, but I can understand. I mean, the guy's emotional. He just put on an unbelievable run. I mean, honestly, look, I'm not a fan of snowboarding. I don't get obsessed with athletes like I used to do as a kid, but I admire a human individual who conquers his goals, who accomplishes greatness. I mean, to me, that's what America is all about. That's what inspired me. But as a vet, you're saying innocent mistake. He can ride it by redeeming himself, showing he's a patriot, and doing a flag ceremony.
Absolutely. That's what I think.
Yep, I agree with you. That's how I felt too, but it's good to hear that from a veteran. Thank you so much, Brent in California. Well, folks, the Olympics are ongoing, and the reason why everybody isn't uniting behind them to lift America up is because the Democrats, the liberals, and the left in America hates America, and they've indoctrinated half the country into hating America. I don't hate America. I love America. I'm proud to see Americans win gold. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.